Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
This is Don Fluckinger on site at the American Health Information Management Association's 85th convention and exhibit in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm here with Lynn Thomas Gordon, AHIMA CEO, as well as Angela Kennedy, AHIMA's president and board chair. She's also professor and chair of health informatics and health information management programs at Louisiana Tech. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. We are just delighted to be here today.
Hi, Don. It's so glad that you're able to join us. We're having a great meeting, and it's fun to take a few minutes just to talk with you.
So what are the most significant issues that are before the AHIMA membership this year? I mean, you got a lot to choose from, whether it's ICD-10 or this copy and paste compliance issues and all kinds of things going on. What, from your perspective, what's the biggest?
Well, Don, I'll jump in. This is Lynn, and then I'll turn the baton over to Angela. One of the things we're talking a lot about this year is our strategic plan and how we need to get ready for the future. So we have it everywhere, and we're talking about applied informatics, information governance, leadership. We're talking about public good and innovation. And when we talk about public good, we really want to help optimize patients' healthcare through getting their personal health record. And then I want to turn it over to Angela, because one of the great things about this morning was we are so happy to have Angela in her role, but prior to her giving her opening speech, we were able to honor our past chair, Kathleen Frawley. So, Angela, do you want to talk about this morning and how great that was?
Absolutely. It was wonderful to honor Kathleen this morning. She leaves such a legacy of leadership to our profession. Kathleen, I just believe she's here with us. She loved history. She loved the HIM profession. Advocacy was really her thing. And I guess if we speak about advocacy right now, probably one of the big issues would be the unique patient identifier, which is really, really of importance. And certainly a hot topic for us. You know, there's a bit of disagreement, I guess you would say, on what that identifier should be. Certainly, we don't advocate for it being a Social Security number or anything like that, but a number that's unique for healthcare. So I think that's going to be a really big issue in the future. You know, companies, credit bureaus, and things like that are picking up health data now. And so it's really important that we take a look at those practices, see how that data is being shared. And I think that's just really an important issue that health information managers are going to face in the future. What do you think, Lynn?
Well, I think just information governance overall is going to be huge. And so our members want to help with copy and paste. Who's the author? Patient matching. There is so much going on, because what's happening is everybody's putting in these electronic health systems and they've got to get them in quickly. And now they're finding, wow, we have a lot of work to do to make sure there's integrity in the data. And it's not just plug and play, but really, now that you've got that technology in place, how do you make sure your data is trusted and there is integrity in information governance, so that when you make decisions, you're making it with good, trusted information?
It is very interesting you bring up the National Patient Identifier. I've talked to CIOs, I've talked to the HIMSS folks, I've talked to physicians, and they're all pretty unanimous that there needs to be some sort of a national patient identifier, that records are being mixed and matched and confused and duplicated without it. But as you know, the ONC is forbidden to even research the feasibility of something like, you know, like a 14-digit number with a checksum at the end or something like that, that would be an automatic identifier. What would AHIMA do to convince Congress to overturn their prohibition?
Well, one of the things we're doing at AHIMA, actually when we get back next week in Chicago, is we are hosting, right now we're calling it our healthcare coalition, But we will have representatives from HIMSS, from the American College of Healthcare Executives, the Healthcare Finance Management Association, the CIO group CHIME, as well as AHIMA. And we are coming together to see, are there areas that we can collaborate where we all agree? I don't know if this will be one of them, but you know, it's a good start, because I think we all know, no matter where we are in that healthcare spectrum, we've got to make sure we've got the right patient with the right data.
Mm-hmm. What other things are you sort of setting on your agenda, you know, as far as advocacy in Washington for the next year? What are your high top hit points?
I think we'll see more with privacy and security as that rolls out, and we do, you know, the law there, the regulations there, patient matching, which we've talked about. Other things that I see on the horizon will be, we assume there'll be no further delay in ICD-10, so that's great. We marched the Hill last year talking about recovery audits. We were pleased to see that the American Hospital Association also felt that was important enough to march the Hill. And Angela, do you want to add anything along those lines?
I think you've covered it.
Okay.
That's a pretty full agenda, I would say.
I would too. So you're walking around the exhibit hall. What are the hottest technologies this year? What's the thing this year? Is it computer-assisted coding? That seems to be something that a lot of facilities I'm interviewing, they're either looking at or implementing it in preparation for ICD-10.
Computer-assisted coding is always a hot item, I believe. People are, you know, companies, organizations are always looking for ways to maximize their resources and their facilities, and certainly computer-assisted coding will do that for you. I think there's a little bit of the idea that it could reduce staff, and certainly it does not in any way. Most of the hospitals that I talk to say that it's certainly a help, and at the same time they end up, you know, needing more people to do the other things.
Well, I'd like to tag, thanks Angel, I thought that was great and I agree with you totally. One of the things I'd like to tag on and say is that we recognize, after hearing Dr. Debbie Thomas, who's the former Olympic champion and she's now a physician, an orthopedic surgeon, she was fascinating this morning as one of our keynote address speakers, talking about how the electronic health record is not exactly where it needs to be as far as ease of use. And so we're challenging our members to say, how can you work, partner with those practitioners out there, the clinicians, to make sure you're looking at ways that you can drive innovation. So you're trying to make them more successful, help the patient, to do different things. And they're in the trenches and they see everything from a perspective from the time the patient enters to the time the patient's discharged. So our members are in a key position to look at electronic health records, computer-assisted coding, other things to make sure that they continue to drive innovation and make sure the products out there meet the needs of the user.
And I think you're really going to see new products emerge. I think we're going to see more mobile apps around personal health information, as well as products around data modeling and data analytics. Those are going to be really key in addressing the big data that our hospitals are coming up with now. They have so much information, it's sometimes hard to dissect it for decision making. And as we move from volume-based models of care to value-based models of care, we're going to need good business intelligence to help us drive decision-making.
Mm-hmm. And last question. Many folks I interview, you know, who talk about the culture of hospitals. You know, you have the IT department and the HIM department, and sometimes they're two separate islands, but they really need to get together to promote. And I know AHIMA, a big catchphrase is data integrity this year. And sometimes it seems to me that the HIM department might be not an afterthought, but less involved in the process. What would you two recommend to your members to get more involved in promoting data governance and data integrity when it comes to these large EHR implementations and maintaining patient safety and data integrity?
I think that the great thing about our members is they do have the tools and the skills to drive data information governance, and also, as Angela was talking about, really business and health intelligence. One of the things we are so happy to see is that Chime and Russ Branzell, their CEO, has come to Ahima and said, we really want to partner with you because we see there are great synergies between Ahima and Chime working together to serve the patient better. And we were pleased to have him meet with our board of directors just this weekend. He also attended our general session today because the CIOs want to work with the HIM professionals to make this happen. And we know now we have to break down the silos. We have to work together. And so I think it's nice to see that they value our skills and what we bring to the table. They know we're very important, and of course we know they're important. So we're very thrilled that our members are out there taking the lead, being innovative, making sure that they are driving business intelligence and health intelligence through innovative ways and making sure data has integrity.
Because neither the HIM department nor the IT department can do this by themselves.
Right. I think one of the great things that I see, we see organizations coming together for the common good, coming together for better patient outcomes, better data that will help our hospitals and our organizations be successful. Russ and Lynn, they both get it. They understand and value collaboration. And certainly for the industry to get better, it's going to take collaboration among many organizations.
Well, this has been a great conversation. Thanks again for your time today.
Thanks, Don.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.